The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We are rolling right along here with limping right along, actually, with only a few callers. And so Robin's here with us today, if you're just joining us. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Robin spends her time paying, just devoted attention here to what's happening on the show when she's done whatever you're doing on your laptop.
I'm working on a deer.
I mean, your that's not a laptop. It's a tablet, right?
Tablet.
Yeah, I'm about to buy a laptop, aren't we?
Later today.
Yep, we're going to do that. Should we talk about the new business or not? Not yet?
That's up to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to tell them what it is. Robin and I start a new business. It has nothing to do with Ellis Outdoors. It's not under the Ellis Outdoors umbrella. It's not going to have a. It's not going to be under the Ellis Outdoors website. It's going to have its own website. Of course, I believe in every business entity ought to have its own website, just like Maryland Hunting Quarterly, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, all spelled out. Maryland Loves Crabs is MD Loves Crabs. This new venture is going to be exciting, statewide thing, and you'll be hearing more about it. We'll have a press release. We're doing it right, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We just have to wait for a few more things to come in.
We got like the last T to cross.
Yep, and dot much. The I's. But this is the last one.
Yeah, and then, of course, write the check.
Yeah.
But that's... But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun for everybody involved.
It's hunting-related.
Hunting-related, of course. Yep. But we've got the Outdoors and Radio Show, which is good, and that'll be a vehicle for the new business. We'll buy commercials on this radio show, and then we'll advertise in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly as well, and other publications.
Yes.
we're going to. And once we get it all rocking and rolling, we may invite some of you to participate if you'd like.
Yep.
If you'd like. So it's...
Right now, I'm just a volunteer.
Yeah, Robin's a volunteer. But down the road, she'll be part of that business, and it's all good. So, we got to get married first, right?
Yeah. That's coming.
It's coming in December.
As you keep telling me, everything's coming.
That's right. Everything in its own time. Robin and I are different. Just a little different. Other than the obvious, yeah, of course. She has blonde hair and I'm a brunette. Robin is a, and I understand why. Everything now, let's get it, let's do it, let's grab it, let's go.
Let's run with it.
I'm a plodder. You heard the old Aesop's fable about the tortoise and the hare.
You're not even a tortoise. You're a
snail?
Slug.
A slug? I'm a slug? You think of me as a slug?
Just really? Speed-wise.
Oh, speed-wise. Oh. But don't the end results usually work out pretty well for you?
92% of the time, yes.
92% of the time. Oh, right. Hey, look.
They really do.
They used to say 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I'm above the average.
We're a little different. I grab it while you can because you never know what's coming. And right. Let's get it straight the first time. So we balance each other out.
That is true. We balance each other out. We challenge each other. But our
listeners, all right.
That's true. Our listeners don't want to hear this chit-chat. They want to talk about the outdoors. So let's talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we leave that to our listeners. How's that sound?
That's great. But we got somebody there.
Yeah, it's Paul. Paul and Ferndale. Yep. So let's see what Paul has to talk about. He's just saying hi. Good morning, Paul. Whoops. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well.
Robin.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you seeing any deer out there in your early morning adventures?
Oh my gosh, I'm seeing deer all over the place.
Mostly does and fawns, though, right?
I've seen several bucks out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're out there.
Yep. We're seeing does out more towards the middle of the day. And, you know, then about an hour before dark. It's usually right at the edge of dark when you see these deer. But I think in this summertime mode right now, they're out there. When the fawns first drop, you see the does out in the middle of the day. I mean, noon, 1 o'clock, and they're out feeding themselves. And, you know, they're feeding their fawns because they've tucked their fawns away 100, 200, 300 yards apart. So you'll see a doe moving through a field from one edge to the other, you know. Well, she's got a fawn over here and a fawn over there. So she's eating, producing milk and that type of thing. And then she goes and feeds one, and then she goes and feeds, and then she goes and feeds the other. As the fawns start to grow and they become weaned and they're starting to eat forage and forbs and that type of stuff, then, you know, you see them out a little later in the day. So that's where we're at, a little later in the day. Well, then after the does feed, it seems to me that the buck groups start to come out, the bachelor bucks, you know. These deer aren't fighting yet. They're not sparring yet. They're not with the does. They're not with the fawns per se. I mean, sometimes you'll see them out there feeding with them. But the bucks tend to stay to themselves, the bigger bucks anyway. And they're not fighting. They're all buddies. They're all getting along. They're not beating their heads together yet. But give it another 2 months.
Hormones will hit.
The hormones will hit. The testosterone will rise. The breeding mechanism will be kicked into place. The velvet will shed off. And, you know, then they'll start the rubbing and the scraping and the bumping the heads. And then when we get on into October, then the serious stuff starts, you know. The battle for territory and the battle for does kicks into full gear. And that's my favorite time of year, late October.
Yeah. So. I was going to say that the bucks that I've seen are still in velvet.
Oh, yeah, they're all in velvet. Yep,
right.
Exactly. Yeah, they should be, absolutely.
But I think I probably saw maybe between 5 and 10 deer tonight in various places out here.
Yeah.
We saw a nice one on the way.
We saw one down on 50, but you're mostly Ritchie Highway, aren't you?
No, I was down on 50 around College Parkway.
Oh, that way. Oh, 50 that way. I got it.
Yeah, I do. I go around College Parkway and Baydale Drive, out on 50 down there.
Right.
And then, you know, up and down Ritchie Highway. I'm over by Fort Meade.
Right.
You know, and I'll see them down around Fort Meade also. Last year, I saw a monster buck down there. It was on the other side of one of those security fences, and it was just standing there watching us.
Oh, yeah.
Finally got out, snuck up on it, was taking a bunch of pictures of it. There was a monster buck back there.
Oh, yeah. So there's some big ones out there. There's no question about it. No question about it.
Yeah.
So, well, good. So are you done for the day?
Nope. I'm just getting, almost finished. I got probably about an hour to go.
Uh-huh.
Natalie's not with me today because she, I think she broke a toe.
Ow.
Yeah. She accidentally kicked a tool bag at her mother's house. I don't know if she was in flip-flops or bare feet. And
oh, man.
She thinks she broke her toe. So
that's not good.
No, not at all. So I got a replacement for Natalie. Helped me out tonight. And
I don't think you can replace that girl.
No, not really. That's my little buddy. You ask her, she'll tell you.
Oh, no question about it. No question about it. That's funny.
So hopefully I can get her to come out hunting with me this year again.
Yep. You got it. All right, brother.
All right, I just wanted to say hello this morning. You were saying you needed people to call.
I always need callers. I mean, I don't care if you lit up the lines. We'll get to as many people as possible. What happens is people wait till like 6:45 to start calling, and then I get three or four calls, and I can't get them all in. So, you know, if you're listening now, you have a comment you'd like to make, that'd be fine.
That's because they're just waking
up. Yeah, well, I
know.
I heard
just waiting.
You at 5:10.
Yeah.
I heard you at 5:10 asking for somebody. I was like, well, let me just give it another couple
of
minutes.
Yeah, well, you know. It's again.
Hey,
it's tough this time of year because people are on vacation, people are traveling, people are sleeping in. The air conditioner's rolling, the fans are blowing. I don't blame people for sleeping, and this heat exhausts you too. By the way, so
yeah. Well, I'm always up at this time, so
I get it. Well, thanks for the call, Paul.
All right, you guys have a great day.
All right,
you
man.
Too.
See you later. Bye bye.
All right, bye bye.
Did you hear this story? Two men in Howard County, this is July 17th, this is from the Maryland Natural Resources Police. Two Howard County men have been charged with multiple counts of illegal trapping and animal cruelty for activities over a two-year period. The Maryland Natural Resource Police reported. Eugene William Iager, I-A-G-E-R, 70, and Terry Lee Altman, Jr., 28, both of Fulton, Maryland, maintained as many as eight traps at a time at Maple Lawn Farm in the 11,700 block of Skaggsville Road. For any of you who want to Google Maple Lawn Farm or Mr. Iager's name, it's a turkey farm. He raises turkeys. Okay? So, responding to a complaint by a bird watcher, in 2015, agency investigator found baited traps staked to the ground. Over the course of the investigation, the investigator found carcasses near the traps, most with injuries consistent with those found on trapped animals. The animals included a great horned owl, a turkey vulture, foxes and raccoons, and a crow. On March 23rd, officers seized eight active traps from two sites and gathered evidence at the farm. A trail camera placed by the investigator showed Altman baiting and checking traps and removing two dead foxes after the fox trapping season in Howard County closed February 1st. Great horned owls and turkey vultures are protected by both federal and state laws. There's no trapping season for crows. Iger is scheduled to appear in Howard County District Court on August 2nd. He's been charged with three counts of hunting of wild birds, two criminal counts of animal cruelty, one count of hunting game birds. Iger was convicted in 2014 of illegally hunting wild birds. If convicted of all charges, he faces up to 90 days in jail and a maximum fine of $18,000. Altman is scheduled to appear in Howard County District Court September 28th. He's been charged with seven counts of trapping fur-bearing animals out of season, two criminal counts of animal cruelty, two counts of trapping red foxes out of season, and one count each of hunting wild birds out of season. If convicted of all charges, Altman faces up to 90 days in jail and a maximum fine of $17,000. A two-year investigation yields one dead great horned owl, one turkey vulture, or a couple turkey vultures, two foxes. What else was there? A great horned owl, a turkey vulture, two foxes, raccoons, and a crow. $17,000, 2 years of investigation. And yet, you can illegally, with very little economic value for those creatures, I can't think of $1 that a turkey vulture contributes to the economy. I can't think of what the restitution value would be on a red fox or a raccoon or a crow or even a great horned owl. Now, granted, those animals are federally protected. However, you can knock the crap out of white-tailed deer, particularly on a DMP. You can leave them laying in the field. You can affect the economic impact to the county, the local tourist trade, but you're not going to affect your own economic income because you believe you're protecting your crops, your corn and your soybean. You've already been paid for your lease in cash. So you go out and whack and stack a bunch of deer. Your hunters come in the hunting season and can't find the deer, but you've already showed them all the evidence of deer there March and April before you started shooting them. So they've seen, oh, we come down here in the spring, there were deer tracks everywhere. In the fall, I don't know what happens. I guess they're just scarce. No, they're just gone. They've been disappeared. What is the economic value of that? Well, for the landowner, it's good. I mean, you know, he's got a few more bushels of corn, a few more bushels of soybean. He can actually harvest some corn and turn around and sell it to hunters for bait. You know, he's got his, whatever, $10 an acre for the lease or more, whatever it might be. He's good. You know, the hunters have spent their license. They're coming down to hunt. Their economic input into the county's good. But what's the farmer get for it? The farmer gets off great. The landowner gets off great. What's the hunter get? Nothing. Very little. Economy of the county, maybe something. What's the state get as far as reimbursement for an animal that is owned by the citizens of the state of Maryland? Not the state does not own any wildlife. The citizens of the state of Maryland, under the public trust doctrine, 150-year-old law, own every critter in Maryland. You and I own that great horned owl. You and I own that turkey vulture. You and I own those raccoons. You and I own those foxes. You and I own those deer. Just because they happen to wander onto a landowner's property doesn't mean he owns them or he can do what he wants to do with them. And if you're killing them on a deer management permit, a crop damage permit, there are guidelines. Antlerless deer only. The animal must be recovered and processed. The animal must either be donated or utilized, not left to lay. Not shot through the guts and left to run off into the field to become buzzard bait. And food for those foxes and food for those crows, whatever else decides to eat it. Where is the punishment for the deer killers? Here's a 2-year investigation for a great horned owl, a turkey vulture, 2 foxes, a couple of raccoons, and a freaking crow. $17,000 and 90 days in jail. Where's the equity here? Good point, Chris. Plus the cost of the investigation. Exactly right. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. I like going to Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. 410-242-6108 is their phone number. If you need shells, ammo for anything, you can get it at Clyde Sports Shop. If they don't have it in stock, they can get it. Right now, there's a couple specials going on. The Dove and Clay Browning shotgun shells, $5.95 a box. That's a great bargain. Go ahead and get a case or two for the upcoming dove season, or if you like shotgun sports, these are great rounds. 7.5 and 8 shot, 12 gauge, 2 3/4 inch. That's what I'm talking about. The 308 ammo. Few boxes left, not a lot. 150 grain soft point. These are factory. These are military reloads. They've got the seal on the primer that indicates that they've been reloaded. But I'm telling you, for $9.99 a box, you can shoot some ammo. You know, if you like to shoot your 308, and if you set your 308 hunting rifle in with it, you might just have found a new load. You never know. Services include, you know, scope mounting, bore sighting, gun cleaning, gun service, rod and reel repair, you name it, they can handle it. All at Clyde Sports Shop. And anything for crabbing, fishing, and hunting. Licenses, too. Stop by and get your license. Get your new rule book. Why not? 242-6108 is their phone number. Fishing Hotline, 247-FISH. Clyde Sports Shop. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble!
Oh, got trouble.
Right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for fool. Right here in River City. Got to figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school. Mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. Aha! And so's your old man. But if so, my friends, got trouble. Right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for cool.
Is that Robert Preston? Robert Preston? I thought it was Robert Preston. All right, cool. That's cool. Well, any comments on what you heard today? Again, check out the Facebook page from Maryland Hunting Coalition, MD Hunting Coalition Facebook. Is all you have to Google, and it'll take you right there. A lot of comments from a lot of people on that very touchy subject among farmers and hunters, you know, and that's deer damage and that type of thing. You'll read the comments. You'll read the comments. Ah, 30 minutes to go, babe.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Should we invite callers and give them the number? I think people ought to call in just to talk to you. I'm just going to sit back and let them talk to you.
I'm just sitting back and being quiet.
Number's 410-382. No, I'm not giving that's my personal phone number. 410-922-6680.
Oh, I give up.
Oh, you can find it. I mean, you can find my phone number on the website if you want. But it's 410-WCBM-680. And I was taught from early on that that's how we give the phone number. You know, you do the call letters and the location on the dial, and then you tell people that's our phone number, 410-WCBM-680. And then you can translate it if you want. So that's what we've been doing, 922-6680. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mercy. What did I see here online? We had Angel Willie on here a couple weeks ago talking about talking about sharks. And I saw she did something online. Great report on sharks. And some of the stuff we covered here. Let me see if I can find that. You know. Oh, there we go. We got a couple callers there. That's good. Big meeting in Washington this week. Retailers from major companies in the outdoor world. The Chairman Zinke of the Department of the Interior. Is that his name? Zink? What's his name? Is it Zink?
Who?
The Chairman of the Department of Interior. Is that his name?
You're the Fox News fanatic. I'm not
No, not Fox. Not Fox. No, this is... And I'm not a fanatic. What's his name? I'm looking for a couple of things, but that's okay. Let's talk to let's talk to Sharon in Halethorpe. I'll get back to it. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm not one of the hunters and all that kind of stuff.
That's okay.
I heard you all wanting some callers. So
absolutely.
I'm standing here after I'm feeding my birds. I have a I have a patio that I call the
aviary.
Sort of like that. From Star Trek, I can't remember the name of it, but he called it Sanctuary of Life, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all kinds of animals. I had deer the other day, actually, and standing there when I looked out the door. So,
right.
You were saying earlier about rules and laws and things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of on the other end of the thing, more with what's going on in the country. So, and I'm thinking about, we really don't own animals or anything.
No, we don't.
Well, that's what I believe. So anyway, I hear that. But I do understand probably the farmers are closer to being with the animals than maybe people who do it for, eating and stuff like that.
Mm.
No, I'm not.
Well, they do coexist with deer. You know, the deer do eat some crops, no question about it. But
yeah,
so do raccoons and squirrels and groundhogs and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but the deer get the most blame and suffer the worst for it.
I'm learning that from listening to you.
I mean, the Maryland Farm Bureau has declared antlerless white-tailed deer, does, as vermin. Vermin.
Oh, wow. Mm.
These are magnificent creatures that belong to all the citizens of Maryland that have been classified by one organization as vermin. And there are people in that community that will, you know, agree wholeheartedly, shake their head, oh, yeah, they're worse than that. Well, they're not. So.
Yeah, there's a big, one side versus the other.
Always.
I probably shouldn't bring up chemtrails and all the other.
No, not today.
Okay, poisoning. No, I'm saying in terms of the animals, because I think about the fact that a lot of what people eat and animals are eating are poison these days. So, you know, it really becomes difficult for them.
Right.
My father taught me how to fish when I was little, but I couldn't do it when I got a little bit older.
Gotcha. All right.
Nice to meet you, Bob.
All right. Thanks, Sharon. Got it all.
Good
Thank
day.
You. Bye-bye. Oh, there she goes. Frank in East Baltimore. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Hi, Jay. How are
Alan.
You doing? Alan.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Listen, I just got back from Arkansas. I'm handicapped, and my maternal side of the family, my last remaining uncle, is handicapped too. And he showed me two things, and he asked me a question about Maryland fishing too, but I'll tell you about the two things first that he's got.
Okay.
He has a crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pneumatic. It looks just like a rifle, and it fires a bolt. You just hold it up and you aim it with a sight. It's got a Picatinny rail at the top to put a scope on it and everything.
Crossman air bow. And it's not a crossbow.
Okay. I couldn't believe it because, you know, that he could use it, you know. He's out in Logan County, Arkansas.
Right.
And then.
Does it look like a rifle or does it have a cross piece like a bow on it?
It looks just like a rifle.
Yeah, it's a Crossman crossbow. We can use them here in Maryland for everything but deer and archery season. You can use it for small game. You can use it for bear during bear season. You can use them for deer during the firearm season, not muzzleloader and not archery season. So,
now, the other thing that he has air-powered rifle, and he took down a whitetail at 100 yards with it. It fires a shell about as big as your thumbnail, like a larger than a 45.
Yeah, see, I don't advocate that. I don't advocate trying to kill a deer past normal archery range, maybe out to 50 yards with anything air-powered. You know, I mean, he might be a skilled man. He might have got lucky. But, you know, there's just not enough kinetic energy there to do what it's supposed to do.
Well, anyway, the other thing he wants me to send him something from Maryland. You know, like when you get a fishing license and it shows you what the different fish you can catch is in the back.
Right.
He wants to know if our license has one with colored pictures instead of just, you know, like black and white.
Colored pictures of what?
Of the different fish that you can fish in Maryland.
Yeah, and the book, it's there. It's in the rule book. Just stop by, you know, one of the local sporting goods stores and pick up the regulations book.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying, he was more concerned about, because of his eyes, he was more concerned about the color, so he can, you know, guess them by the color. I didn't know if they did color photos yet or not.
They do. They have been for several years, so you can check that out.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Nice talking
to you. All right, buddy. Yep. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you, Frank. There he goes. Let's see. John in North Carolina. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you and Robin?
I'm doing well.
Doing great.
I was calling about, you were talking about crop damage.
Yeah.
And it works a little different down here. The farmer has to pay a consultant to come in and determine how many deer they can take. And then they mostly use spotlights, kill them at night, and they're supposed to let them lay, and which, you know, is kind of offensive to hunters.
Yeah, it is.
Well, on the other hand, that's not how in practice it really works. They typically will take the deer, put them all in one spot, and they let the farm laborers know where they're going to be.
Right.
And next morning they're gone.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, there really is no waste. The deer do get used, and it's really about protecting Christmas trees. And I will say the farmers typically they also feel the same way about deer that you described.
Sure.
Your ag department, they, or not department, but the organization. They feel that they are the instructions I've been given before is kill them all.
Yeah,
they really hate them.
That's one of the quotes. It's on our Facebook page. Big and small, kill them all.
Yeah. So it's a common thing. You know, they feel that at the edge is where the profit is, and they're just taking it right out of their wallet.
Yep. So
anyway,
all right, brother. Well, appreciate the call.
Well, you guys take care.
All right,
take it easy, John.
Bye-bye. See you. Bye bye. There he goes, John, North Carolina. TV show about nature. Jeff in Baltimore City. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Howdy, sir. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
All right. Oh, well, I'm just about getting up now that I'm done work.
Yep.
I like to. I've got a habit of going. I leave out of here, Baltimore City, just uptown, downtown, and I scoot right on down to the Inner Harbor every Saturday or Sunday, and go down there and have my little joy of catching plenty of white perch and a couple of rockfish and yellow perch and turtles and carp right down there in various spots of the Inner Harbor.
Well, there you go. Yeah,
have to go far.
And you eat them all, right? You eat them all, right?
No, I'll leave everything behind.
I'll
leave everything behind. I'm going to hand a rod to a little family that's walking by, you know, some tourists.
And they say,
what are you catching over there? I can't believe that even locals can't believe I'm catching anything. Lord knows I can't believe I'm catching anything down there. And it's really fun. That's my morning joy for an hour and a half before the sun rises and things get too hot and I get out of the shadows of some of the big buildings. That's very nice.
Got it.
I also wanted to share something that people will certainly appreciate that on TV lately, if it's okay to mention the MPT.
Sure.
Well, naturally, that's Maryland Public TV has had a beautiful series on called the Great Race.
Okay.
And also Big Pacific. But the Great Race is a magnificent portrayal of the caribou migration from Alaska to Canada, back and forth.
Beautiful.
And to the calving fields. And you just never saw more magnificent footage of animals from grizzly bears to caribous to the fish, and great, just a great story, documentary, and obviously the cinematography these days for these subjects is outstanding.
Right.
The caribou, the great race, 3,000 miles, 70,000 animals going to get, have yep. babies and come back.
Well, let's have folks tune in on it. So,
yeah, good stuff.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for the call, Jeff. Got to move along.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, we're loaded up on calls now. Chuck in Hampstead, good morning. How are you, Chuck?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
I'm out, actually, in Washington Courthouse, Ohio, getting ready to have the PCBA 3D shoot today.
Good. Good. It starts today?
Yeah, we're just having a one-day thing. Diane and I are getting ready to go down for have some breakfast with Gator Bait John.
Gator Bait John. He's never going to live that one down, is he?
No, he won't. So I just thought I'd check in.
Very good.
Real quick.
All right. Well, enjoy your day out there. Stay cool.
What's the weather like out there?
Weather same as here? Hot and humid? Yeah.
Yeah. We walk into a humidity wall when we walk out of the hotel. Yep.
I got it. Okay, buddy.
Hey. Yeah. Get a hold of us next week about lunch or dinner.
Yeah, we will.
Yes,
absolutely.
Definitely.
You got it, bud.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Chuck. Bye-bye. All right. Wayne in Edgemere, stay on the line. Harvey in Cockeysville, I definitely want to talk to you, but Chris is going to get your phone number. But right now, we've got a guest. Okay, go ahead. Hey, good morning, bud.
Hey, how we doing?
Doing well, bud, at Fishbones in Pasadena. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. The fishing is still holding up really just wonderful. It's beyond belief for above the bridge here this year.
Good. Good. What's the favored bait? I see the guys out there in kayaks around the pilings, and I see them stacked up on Love Point.
Yeah, they're all over. Most guys are chumming, but we have chumming and trolling going on. Trollers are using, they're finally down to the small spoons and the tsunamis and the storms and things like that. We've had a big flurry with the red hoses. They're still catching a few on the hoses, but not as much, not as good as it was.
Well, that's because the Mayworm hatch.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Exactly. It was very sporadic this year.
Sure.
It was very strange, actually. It wasn't real predictable where it was. It was real spotty, the Mayworm.
Right, but where they were catching them on those hoses.
Oh, my word. Were they ever so. And the chummers are doing well. We have a lot of small fish now above the bridge, but we still have plenty of keepers.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago, the guys that went for that really early morning bite chumming did really well and at times had trouble getting there under 28s, you know,
right.
on certain days.
Right.
That's not the case now because there's a lot of small fish around, but
sure.
we're still getting a really great class of fish, and that's great for everybody up there.
Oh, yeah.
Just terrific. So we're really excited.
Hey, we had a caller earlier ask about spot. Where are they?
Yeah, well, I hear there's a few down south Chesapeake Beach area, but we really don't have them up here above the bridge.
Right.
Or even near the Severn much. I mean, there's a few pockets of small fish. Always look for, like, a rocky bottom, a little
yep.
jetty, that kind of stuff, 3 to 5 feet of water. They're in very shallow. But we've taken too many of them.
That's exactly what I said.
Let's be honest.
We wiped them out. We wiped them out 4 or 5 years ago.
With hook and line, with fish traps. With,
yep.
you know, we really have. And they're very similar to perch. They're very slow-growing fish. Generally, the fish that don't get to enormous size grow at a slower pace in the same environment.
Exactly.
You know, so they really do grow slow. So I don't know what we're going to have to do about it, but it's, you know, we're just not seeing the numbers at all.
Exactly. Well, so. Fisheries people were concerned.
Yeah, as they should be.
No, I mean, that was it. They were concerned.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. But, you know, crabbing's doing pretty good. It's not great. It was really good in June. It fell off about the third week. But, you know, it's still we get a little tease. The potters in the bay seem to be doing fairly well right now, the commercial
right.
guys.
Right.
They are doing good. So those tell us those crabs are in deeper water than the rivers.
Exactly.
We still got some commercial guys getting 2-3 bushels in the rivers. But, you know, they're working hard for it, and they're generally used to getting a few more than that. So.
Got it.
But your normal guy can go out, and he can catch his crabs and have a good time.
Beautiful. So, hey, bud, thanks a lot.
Okay, Alan, take care. I'll talk to you soon.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There goes Bud from Fishbones. Now, we got Wayne in Edgemere and then Harvey in Cockeysville. Good morning, Wayne. How you doing? Thanks for holding on.
Morning.
What's up?
Morning.
Morning.
I want to talk about some of the deer hunters go out there this season.
What do you want to know about them?
Well, some advice for them. Make sure what's beyond that deer when they fire at it.
Absolutely.
Because I pulled up, hadn't shut the engine off yet. This guy heard this cannon go off, and my tire went down to kill my engine. He was firing a buffalo gun up in northern Harford County.
A buffalo gun? What, a 4570?
44-40, I think it was.
Okay.
It was a monster. Anyway, I bailed out the other side of the truck and got my rifle ready. What the heck is shooting me? I said, that wasn't what I was saying. And I reached in and hit the horn. The guy said, where you at? Said, keep walking. You'll find me. You know, he got the deer. He took out my tire and my engine, too.
Oh, he shot through the deer?
Oh, yeah. He got the deer. Got my tire and got my engine. Killed it. The whole right side of the cylinder.
Wow.
And,
quite a story.
I got my heart. Once I got my heart on my throat. Anyway, he came over and he said, man, I didn't see. I said, make sure what's beyond that deer.
Exactly.
And now I got a dead engine. I got a flat tire. He said, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it. And I saw this cannon he was carrying. Nothing went off. It sounded like a cannon. I said, man, this is shotgun season. What in the world are you doing? You know. Well, I figured I'd get, yeah, you got one, all right. We got that. He paid for engine.
Wait a minute. He shot a 44-40 rifle.
Winchester, yeah.
During shotgun season.
Right.
And you got this guy's name.
Yeah. And,
okay. You know he was hunting illegally and he poached that deer.
Yeah. Well, either way, he only got deer. He got my truck too.
Yep. Wayne, you're missing the point.
I understand. He's out of season with it. No, illegal. But anyway, he paid for the damage.
I don't think there's any point in
begging not to call the cops.
Saying anything about this. So.
And anyway, he took care of it. Those are out there that are shooting whatever they're shooting or firing with. Make sure it's beyond that
Wayne,
deer when they fire.
Wayne, don't you see why I'm concerned about this? This guy during shotgun season is using a high powered rifle.
Very high powered.
Was it a buck that he killed?
Oh yeah.
Was it in 2016?
No, this is about maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's a shame. Because if he would have done that in 2016, he could have faced a fine from $2,000 to $5,000 for killing that deer illegally under the new Poaching Restitution Act.
Well, I understand.
But see, that doesn't seem to be your concern, and I certainly understand your motor and your tire are more important because that's your mode of transportation.
Well, it could have been me. But like I said, to be more
exactly, Wayne. Thank you. It could have been you.
That's right.
Shot by an illegal hunter. But hey, whatever. All right.
Like I said, that tire went down. My heart went in my throat. I was like, "What in the world was that?" You know, an engine died too. I was uh-oh.
All right, Wayne. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. Bye bye.
Have a good day.
Yep. Harvey, what's up, buddy?
How you doing? That last car didn't get your point.
You think? I think everybody in the world did.
I got it as soon as you said something. I have like 7 rifle cases for sale, pistol cases, and not knife sheaths, if anybody's interested. They're real nice.
Okay. All right, I might be interested in the gun cases. You know, what do you want for them? What do you want for them?
I'm saying $25 a piece are best offer. They're real nice.
Hmm. Hmm. I don't know about $25 a piece, but okay, we got your number. If anybody's interested in gun cases, these are scoped rifle cases, soft cases.
If somebody wants to come out and take a look at it, I'll show it to them.
Soft cases are soft cases or hard cases?
They're soft cases.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Two of them are Remington. They fold out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got one. Couple of real nice cases.
Okay. All right. Okay. We got your number. If somebody calls Chris here in the next hour or so, he'll pass your number on if that's what you want us to do.
Okay. I appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.
Harvey. Bye-bye. Yep. Bye-bye. Bye. Let's go from that to corn and watermelons. I mean, I'm hungry. What? Did you find that amusing?
I just, it wasn't translating for some people. The one before.
Oh, I know. Yeah, could have been him. But, hey, that tire went right down. And so did my engine.
I'm sorry.
Get your corn and your tomatoes and your watermelons at Papa John's Farm. Corn, tomatoes, watermelons. The big three for summer fun.
Cantaloupe, too.
Cantaloupe too. Yeah, awesome. I got cantaloupe. Yeah, but, you know, summer's time for picnics and reunions and family get-togethers and camping trips and dinners out at the picnic table, you know. Corn on the cob and bacon and tomato and egg sandwiches, some people like. Summer's time for cold, juicy watermelon. I mean, there's nothing that tops it.
I'm thinking that kind of dinner for us tonight, except it's going to be inside in the air conditioner.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Anyway, the Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm, they invite you to come down and check out their big old produce barn. You know, if you enjoy your time outdoors or even indoors with great tasting food, you know, burgers on the grill, you got to have something to go with it. You do some, throw some corn on the grill or, you know, eat nice side of tomatoes with some salad dressing on them. Oh, man. Anyway, their own tasty super sweet corn is available. They keep it on a wagon. They keep it covered up with wet burlap. Keep it cool. You know, you can pick it right off the wagon. You go over there and pick your corn ears all you want. You know, pick your own. I mean, they don't shove a dozen at you and say, these are yours. You know, you don't have to buy a dozen. You can buy two. But anyway, really.
Two or two dozen. Two or two dozen.
Well, we don't buy that much. You know, we don't buy a dozen.
Mm-mm.
We buy four, six, whatever we can eat in a few days. Anyway, there's squash, zucchini, tomatoes. Their homegrown tomatoes are just great. Peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, juicy watermelons, cantaloupes. You're looking at the time, aren't you? I know. I'm going on and on. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at exit 12, 8065, New Cut Road in Severn. 410-969-8810. Papa John's is open every day, Monday to Saturday, 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6, 410-969-8810. Having a family reunion? Call them up. Get a couple dozen ears of corn. Visit Schillinger Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Another hot, humid day to kick off the weekend here in Baltimore. Temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Heat index values at or above 100. Heat alerts up across the area. Keep the water coming if you're going to be outside for a prolonged period of time this weekend, as heat index values above 100 can be hazardous to your health. Chance for thunder showers Sunday afternoon in the upper 80s and some mid-80s to look forward to Tuesday and Wednesday. Average high 87. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie Moore from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse.
near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPN.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns.
Let's talk to Bob in Kent Island. Morning, Bob. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
Good. I just wanted to point out what I think is an inconsistency in your approach.
Okay.
You rightfully are outraged by hunter poachers, but you're not, you're actually sound like you're supportive of the farmer poachers.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Listen, they have crop damage permits, okay? If they abide by the rules, I'm okay with it to some degree. Right. I'm not a big fan of the crop damage permits, okay? I don't think they should be outlawed. But if you're shooting bucks, velvet bucks, that are not covered by your crop damage permit, that's one thing. The other thing is, if you're shooting those deer and leaving them lay, let them run in the woods to die, that's another thing. Do you do Facebook, Bob?
I agree with that, but you did say that you thought it was not good use of the resources to go after the trappers.
What, the end? Hey, look, we're at the end of the hour. I'd love you to call back next week, but visit the Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook page.